Low ticket versus high ticket offers. What should you be selling in 2026? Because if you follow a lot of the influencers online or a lot of the coaches in the coaching industry, everyone seems to have an answer to this question. And I believe that nobody really has an answer to this question. This episode of Unjaded is taken straight up from one of the community calls that I did inside of Design to Profit, my membership online. We do a business training every month, and this month it was all about how to zhuzh our offers, how to tweak our offers to make them more saleable in the 2026 market. Because the market has not collapsed. Contrary to popular belief online, what do they call that? The shock marketing that's happening, clickbait kind of stuff that's happening online. The market hasn't collapsed. People are still spending. They are just spending more cautiously, taking a little more time to part with their money. And maybe that's a good thing. The biggest thing that we all need to understand in the online space is that the market has corrected. What worked in 2022, 2023, 2024 is not going to work today in 2026. Because we are in a trust recession. Buyer trust is at an all-time low. Why? Because we've all been burned. I would bet my life that if you're listening to Unjaded today, you have been burned a time or 10 in the online space. I know I certainly have been burned. And I think gone are the days where we just keep parting with our money, sometimes thousands of dollars, and not seeing the results that are promised. And there's a big push for authenticity in the online space, so much so that that word is really becoming a meaningless word, which is tragic because authenticity is such a great concept and a great word and a great way to live. But it's like we've taken its power away, its juice away, when all we're talking about is, well, just be authentic, just be authentic, just be authentic. People are craving an experience of you inside of your offers and inside of your business. They need congruency. We are done with smoke and mirrors. We are done with the fancy, curated Instagram feed. We're done with the income claims. We're done with all of it. We just want real people. You know, it's so funny that when AI really hit the scene, I know it's been here forever, I know that, but when it really hit the scene for regular people like you and me to start using it, there was such a panic in the online space. I teach messaging and content creation, and everyone was thinking that I was going to be out of work because AI could replace me. But exactly the opposite has happened in my business because it is now harder than ever before to stand out in the online space. Everything is AI. Nothing is real, which is why people don't trust anymore. And if you think showing up as yourself is easy, I'm going to tell you, it is the hardest thing that you can possibly do in your online business. But it's what your people need from you in order to convert into a buyer, whether that's in your low ticket offer, your medium offer, your high offer. We're going to talk about the ascension ladder in your business and how it's completely changed in 2026. And next week, I'm going to run an episode on really how it feels to show up authentically and how we all struggle. So you'll know that you're not alone in this. Anyway, back to this episode's topic. Buyer behavior has changed because people have been burned. We are in a trust recession like we have never seen before. People are spending money, but they're spending money cautiously. They're not broke, they're just spending slower. And maybe you've experienced this in your own spending in your business. For me, the mission I'm on in 2026 is to increase my profit margins in my online business. And I'm really thinking about even the $27 thing, the $47 thing. I will leave a tab open. Now, this is partly my emotional authority, but I will leave a tab for a sales page, even for a $27 offer, open on my computer and go back to it over and over again. Whether you're selling something for $27 or $2,700, people need to see clearly what the result is of that offer. And I think that's one of the things with these $27, $47 passive offers, and we're going to talk about passive versus active offers, but these passive offers is that people haven't been really, or haven't had to be really super clear on sales pages. There was this kind of notion or behavior from entrepreneurs like, well, it's just $27, so I don't need the big sales page. I don't need to be super clear on what it is because people will just buy it on autopilot at $27. But they're not doing that anymore. So your $27, $47 passive income product, which means it's a download, it's something you're not involved in, it could be a private podcast, it could be a PDF, it could be a video training, something like that. Sometimes these are called paid lead magnets. Sometimes they might be a low bite offer in your welcome sequence, this type of passive offer where you're not involved. They're still selling for $27 to $47, but you're going to be being asked to get super clear on the problem it solves, who it's for, and the result that it offers. Yes, we should always be doing that in our businesses, in all of our offers. But we've been able to be lazy with these lower price point offers for a long ass time. And that time has passed, my friend. Get super, super clear. Then we look at active low bite offers. So an active low bite offer is something that you're actually involved in. Now, what we're seeing in the online space right now is that the $97 to $497 active-ish kind of offer is struggling a little bit. Again, we're missing the clarity. People want to be super clear on what they're getting. Entry-level buyers are going to fall into this category a lot of the time, and they really want to know, they want proof, and they want guidance. Now, we've been trained in the online space for a very long time to do less, to have ourselves less in the picture, less in the container, and charge higher prices. I'm not saying we've all been doing that, but that seems to be this, I was going to say unspoken rule, but it's been very spoken about by some very big coaches for the last 5 years, where it's like, how little of yourself can you put into your container and keep raising the prices? That's not what we're doing here anymore. If that's been your philosophy, how can I remove myself from my business? I want you to get really real with the fact that that's not going to track in the online space right now. People need an experience of you. They want you in your offers. If you've got one of these lower price, these $97 to $497 offers, I'm going to make a claim here. Happy to be wrong, but I don't think I am. It's going to need a piece of you in it. You are going to need to be in that offer somehow. Now, does that mean that something that's $497 is never going to sell without you in it? Of course not. But if you have a $497 offer, let's say it's a quick online course, can you add a 15-minute call with you? Can you add something to get them started? Can you add an SOS call along the way? For the most part, those of us in this room in Unjaded, we are not the mega influencers with hundreds of thousands of followers. We are real people here doing real work with real people who need us to be real and who need us to be a little more available than the bazillion-dollar entrepreneurs that are preaching in the online space that we don't have to be. People want to know with your offers, what happens after I buy? How will I be supported? Is she for real? And what is the result? I'm going to invite you, no matter what you're selling, to go back to the basics in your copy and your communication. Who is this for? Be super specific. What is the problem that it solves? Now, there's an episode of Unjaded that I'm going to pop in the show notes for you. I always want to say comments instead of show notes. I'm going to pop it in the show notes for you. And it is about the 5 levels of awareness in your copy. It's beyond the scope of this episode. But what I want to say here is that when you're thinking of the problem that your offer solves, it has to be a problem that your people know that they have. So when we look at the 5 levels of awareness in copywriting, we go from unaware to most solution aware. 70% of your people are unaware that they even have a problem. So I invite you to listen to that episode because it's going to walk you through how to speak to people who are unaware that they have a problem. And in the online space, a lot of people just show up online. And if your offers aren't selling, this could be one of the reasons why. they show up in the online space and they talk solution, 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 but people don't even know how that they have a problem. So there's a disconnect before they even get started with you. And remember that people are looking for congruence. They want to know that you are you are you are you all the way through, from your Instagram post to your podcast episode to the $497 session that you do with them to the $5,000 offer that they buy with you. They need you to be you. Congruence. So what problem does your person know that they have? Speak to that in your copy and then speak to the result. And if you don't have results yet, if you don't have testimonials yet, then I am going to beg you to get in the room with people already, no matter how you have to do this. There is no substitute right now for actually two things. One is testimonials. People want to see that you are getting results for other people online. Social proof is more important than ever before, because the whole online space is BS. So they need you to be real, and they need to hear from real people that you're real. The other reason that I want you to get in with the room with people and really feel the results that you get for your people is that it is going to change something in you, my friend. You will no longer be able to sit back and think that the work that you do doesn't matter, because you will have proof that it does. And there is nothing like the feeling inside your soul when someone tells you the result that you have gotten them in their life. Two reasons to get in the room with people, however you have to do that. There are episodes on Unjaded about running a beta offer, about how to get started with people. I have a private podcast. I'll link that up in the show notes with you as well. Gosh, this is suddenly becoming a whole episode that needs to be resourced. So I have a private podcast, Pathway to Profit, and it will walk you through exactly from start to finish how to set up your offers, how to run a beta. This happened actually just last week in the Design to Profit community container, where one of the participants was trying to come up with her perfect offer once again. She's been doing this for probably 2 years that we've been working together, continually second-guessing herself, continually second-guessing the offer. And she's not the only one. You may be doing this too. And finally, I said to her, now remember, my human design is like, I love you and you need to wake the bleep up. So I said to her, in love, I don't care what it is that you offer, but you have got to get in the room with your people, with real people, to get feedback on something. Get in the room with your people before you do anything else in your business. Don't create anything else. Don't do a welcome sequence. Don't do a lead magnet. Get in the room with your people. So that is my urge to you, dear listener, as well. If you do not yet have testimonials, if you do not yet know the results that you get for your people, somehow get in the room with them. So back to the theme of this episode, live support is now more important than ever. That does not mean that you need to be live with them all the way through. I'm going to share with you some examples of what happened in our membership call this week in Design to Profit. So one of the members, she has a membership, a monthly membership that's low price. Say, I don't know what it was, but say $50 a month. And then she has a $7,500 mentorship program that I'm not sure how long it goes for. So that would be considered high ticket. Her membership would be considered low ticket. And she's trying to move people from the membership into the high ticket coaching. In the past, this is what has happened in the online space. People have gone through this ascension process. They have walked the path with us from low ticket to mid ticket to next level to highest level. That's how people have rolled. But I don't think that's happening anymore. What I see happening is that we probably have different levels of buyers more than ever before. So your membership person may very well not be your higher ticket offer person. You may well be talking to two different people. How can you let that be okay? People don't have to move from low ticket to high ticket. Can you meet them where they're at and support them as needed? So one of the things for this person is that she wanted to come up with a $297 kind of a la carte offer, where she would get in the room with someone and solve a specific problem, one specific problem, a la carte. And then she said she wanted to push them. Now notice that languaging, push them into the high ticket coaching. But that, in my opinion, that is not how this is going to work in the online space now. One, think about our languaging, pushing people, moving them up the ladder, all of these things. Meet them where they're at. meet them where they're at, give them an experience of you. What I would be doing in that kit situation is doing the $297 a la carte and selling my membership that way, because that is a more aligned person. Doesn't mean that people from the membership are never going to move to the high ticket coaching offer, but it's probably a different buyer. Another person in the membership, she charges $1,500 for an 8-hour package. And most people just keep renewing this package with her. She wants to, same thing, come up with an offer, $197, $297, for a 1-hour session, just to kind of get their ducks in a row if they don't have all of this, because she serves a consumer. She's B2C, business to consumer. So she's serving a wide range of income levels within her business. So one of the things is that she is going to offer this $197 or $297 offer, but then she's like, they're going to need more. And I don't think they're the person for the $1,500 offer. So one of the things we talked about was adding a level of Voxer support. Could she answer questions on Voxer? Could she offer email support? Something that she doesn't mind doing, really clear parameters, but it gives people more of live support with her that they are paying for. Because one of the things that she brought up is that she ends up in Voxer conversations or Messenger conversations, voice notes with people, and she's not charging for it. And she can spend 15 minutes, 30 minutes, and she doesn't charge. So there needs to be a component, and that can even be in her $1,500 offer. She could even add that extra Voxer support there. There are many people who will pay to get more of you. What tends to happen with us in the online space is that we think when people don't buy, they want less of us. So we downsell. But there are always people in your world who want more of you. There is always someone who will pay more for another level of support. So think about how you can add that in. And it's not just about having them pay more for that level of support. It's about giving them what they need, meeting them where they're at. If they need that level of support, how can you provide it? Again, they want the full experience. And there's a lot of ways you can do that in your business. One of the other things that we worked with this entrepreneur, and I wish I could tell you what she does because it would make so much more sense, but with this entrepreneur was a done-for-you service. So she would take this project that this family has and she would put all of the pieces in place and get it done. That could be a beautiful higher ticket offer in her business. Because again, there are always people who would rather throw money at something than actually do the work themselves. And that's not a criticism. I am often that person. As a manifesting generator, I cannot be involved in the minutiae, in the details of everything. I'm not built for details. I'm built for the big picture. I will always pay more to get the job done faster. And you have people like that in your business as well. So let's go back to offers that are selling and not selling. What I am seeing in the online space is that the 2K to 5K middle of the road offers are where things are stalling out the most. And really, that's where most of us in the online space have been really comfy cozy for a very long time. We've gone the $24.97, $29.97, $34.97, $39.97. I sound like an auctioneer. These types of offers. It's getting stickier to sell that type of an offer. Now, I am never going to be the person who says that won't sell, but I think we're going to need to do things differently. One of the things that came up on the Design to Profit call the other day was that one of the members said, my program is $24.97. $29.97. How am I going to handle that? Well, one thing doesn't mean it's not going to sell. You may need to add a little bit more of you into that offer. Maybe the $29.97 offer that would have sold with a weekly call for 3 months and no group now needs a group with you. Maybe you had a group and no weekly calls and needs calls with you. Maybe people need an extra session to land in it. Maybe they need some SOS calls, like 3 15-minute calls over 3 months when they get stuck. More of you. And I know that that flies in the face of everything that we've been told for the last 5 years, but this is where we're at now. Another thing that I said to her was, can you split it on your sales page to make it $14.97, two payments of $14.97? Instead of leading with the $29.97, can it be two payments of $14.97? Because in the buyer's brain, pricing psychology in the brain, that's going to sound different even though it's the same price. So just think about some different workarounds for this. In 2026, if I could give you one piece of advice for your offers and your business, it is this. People are looking for an experience. It is no longer about information. Information is everywhere and it's free, and it's fast, faster than you can ever make it. It is about implementation and integration. It is about experiences, experiential learning. So how can you make this work in 2026? Again, go back to the basics. Get crystal clear on who each offer is for, the problem that they know that they have that it solves, and the result that you get. Differentiate yourself and your offer. If there is a sea of 497 offers and you are looking to be chosen for that person to spend their 497 with, you have got to make yourself different. What makes you and your offer different than every other 497 offer in your niche, in your space? Stand in your differentiation more than ever before. Stand in your differentiation. That's the thing that's going to sell your offer. It's not going to be about the number of calls. It's not going to be about all of the bullet points of all of the features of your offer. It's going to be how you get them a result faster, more hands-on, in a different way than anyone else. And don't be afraid to speak to different buyers. Yes, your business, your niche may solve, hopefully solves, the same problem across the board at different levels. Speak to the different levels. Speak to the different buyers. Please don't fall into the trap of thinking that your $297 buyer is going to go upwards and buy a $997 offer and then a $1997 offer and then a $10,000 offer. I don't believe that's the case anymore. Yes, it could happen. Never say never. But I believe your $10,000 buyer and your $2,000 buyer are often different people now. So let that be okay. Learn to meet people where they're at. Learn to be crystal clear in your copy and your content. Show up as you. For the love of God, show up as you.